It is Monday, February 4th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas. Support for KUAF comes from Serta Pro Painters, serving residential and commercial clients with interior and exterior painting and interior design, deck and fence staining, and specialty finishes. Locally owned and operated by Aaron Lewis. Estimates and information available at 1-800-GO-CERTA or certapro.com. Ahead on Ozarks, an initiative at the U of A School of Law to help Native American tribes with their food and agriculture ventures. An evening of Jewish art and music. Plus, the overwintering habits of bugs. But first, an audit set to be released Friday that was expected to show instances of waste in the state's Medicaid program is now being held until at least this week. The audit's release was first mentioned in a legislative joint auditing committee Wednesday. Spokesman Matt DeCampbell says the governor had some worries about the way the audit was conducted, and the Department of Human Services and the Division of Legislative Audit have been going back and forth over the audit's findings.
In the past few days, and especially today, there's been some good, constructive, positive meetings between DHS and legislative audit staff, and it now appears that audit will not be released on Friday, but instead will come out, I assume, sometime next week.
The audit was originally expected to be released in March. The legislature needs to provide its approval before a large steel mill can be brought to East Arkansas. A meeting will be held on Wednesday for Governor Mike Beebe to answer questions from lawmakers. In his weekly radio address, Beebe said Big River Steel plans to build a $1.1 billion mill near Osceola. It will employ 525 people.
Before this deal is finalized, the legislature must approve the project. In 2004, Arkansas voters gave legislators authority to issue bonds to help attract large-scale economic development projects. Legislative leaders will ensure that all due diligence and reviews are executed. Many in the General Assembly have expressed their excitement about this project's implications for our state.
As the governor and state economic development officials work to bring the billion-dollar steel plant to the state, legislators are wary to endorse the economic development bonds before they see the details. House Economic Development Committee Chair Matthew Shepard, a Republican from El Dorado, tells Talk Business Arkansas he's happy for the possibility of new jobs, but wants to see the details first.
I haven't seen any of the specifics, really, of what the proposal is. Once we get those, then I think we'll be in a better position to, obviously, to vet the proposal, but also look at what, if any, options are available. But again, it's a positive development.
The governor will meet with House and Senate legislators in Committee of the Whole meetings to provide more specifics on the deal. The governor has said lawmakers will need to approve $125 million in bonds to land the project. The Army Corps of Engineers has concluded its annual count of bald eagles on Beaver Lake. It appears that more eagles are calling the lake home this winter than this time last year. But while the year's count was up from last year's total of 120 eagles, Lake Operations Manager Sean Harper says the annual count is merely a snapshot of eagles on the lake at a given point in time.
There's always going to be variation in numbers. I wouldn't read anything into it in terms of whether it's up or down from the previous year. That's a good, healthy 175 bald eagles is right in the middle, if you will, of what we normally count. So we feel pretty good that that's about what we normally expect on an eagle count survey. So I would think that we would say that that's right in line with normal eagle type presence on Beaver Lake for this time of year. But there's always going to be variations. Some years you just might happen to be in the particular cove where there's 20 or 30 that just may happen to be roosting in that cove at that moment. So the count may be up a little bit because of just you happen to be very fortunate in picking the right cove at the right time.
Harper says that there are enough eagles at the lake right now for casual users to spot one of the birds.
We actually get a lot of information from lake users that give us a call or maybe send us an email that they spotted eagles when they were out on the lake. I would think it'd be quite likely if you were going up and down the lake, particularly if you were going up into some of the coves on the lake, that you would see an eagle, particularly, on the north end of the lake, more so than the south end.
Officials with the Army Corps of Engineers conducted the annual eagle count over a two-day period in early January. Of the 175 bald eagles counted, 153 were adults and 22 were immature. Ground is set to be broken this afternoon on a much-anticipated highway construction project in Fayetteville. The groundbreaking ceremony for the Highway 71B flyover will be held at 2 p.m. behind the Red Robin restaurant on Van Ash Drive. City engineer Chris Brown says that the project will help alleviate a traffic headache that has plagued drivers for years.
Right now, we have a lot of folks who are coming down College Avenue who want to make a left turn onto Joyce, go into the major shopping area, the mall area. Also, at the same time, those left turners, some of them, about 25% of those left turners, are actually making a U-turn to get onto the Fulbright Expressway. Then we have the traffic coming off of the Fulbright Expressway onto College Avenue. Many of them want to go right on Joyce, and so you have your classic weaving situation where you have cars on one side that want to go to the left and the cars on the other side want to go to the right, and it's very congested and there are lots of accidents right at that intersection.
The project is expected to be complete sometime in 2014. It's 80% funded by a federal earmark from the 2005 highway bill. The remaining 20% will be paid by the city from its transportation bond fund. The 19th annual Game for Life blood drive takes place this week. According to a release by the University of Arkansas, the annual blood drive benefiting the Community Blood Center of the Ozarks celebrates both Razorback basketball and life-saving efforts of area blood donors. This year, Arkansas fans will compete for more donors than fans of the University of Tennessee and Medic Blood Center. Those wishing to donate blood can do so at three sites, including one at 3503 South Thompson in Springdale, 1400 Southeast Watton Walton Boulevard in Bentonville, and at Willard J. Walker Hall on the U of A campus in Fayetteville. Donors will receive a free t-shirt and free pizza from Papa John's. The blood drive starts today and runs through the end of the week. This event is reportedly the Community Blood Center of the Ozarks' largest Arkansas area blood drive. There's forecast calls for chance for showers and thunderstorms before 7 p.m. with a low of 29 in northwest Arkansas. Partly cloudy with a low of 39 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny with highs in the low to mid-60s. Tuesday night, mostly clear with lows from 30 in northwest Arkansas to 38 in the River Valley.